Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're tackling something huge. The National Development Plan, also known as Vision 2030.
It's a really dense document.
It is. Our mission here is to sort of pull out its core goals and findings for you, make it a bit more digestible. So let's just jump in. The plan was drafted by the National Planning Commission. What was the immediate reality they were facing?
Well, their mandate was to be critical and objective, and
yeah.
The picture they painted was pretty stark.
Stark in what way?
They acknowledged that, you know, while the economy had stabilized since 1994 and basic services were better, it just hadn't been enough.
Okay.
The document says it very explicitly. Too many people are trapped in poverty, society's deeply unequal, not enough people work, and for most, school education is poor.
And what about the state itself?
That was the other key finding. The state was lacking capacity in really critical areas.
Wow. Okay, so that's a powerful wake-up call. The entire plan must be built on fixing those foundational issues.
Exactly. The whole strategy is about enhancing people's capabilities so they can live the lives they want. And it stands on three pillars.
Which are?
First, citizens have to be active in their own development. Second, you need a capable and they stress developmental state.
And that's key, right? Because past plans have failed on execution.
Precisely. And third, strong leadership across all parts of society, all working together.
So if the starting point was sobering, the vision for 2030 sounds, well, almost poetic. I mean, it talks about people feeling loved, respected, and cared for.
It does. It's very aspirational.
But it must have hard numbers to back that up. What are the measurable targets for 2030?
They're ambitious. First, unemployment has to fall from 25% to just 6%.
6%. That means creating, what, 11 million jobs?
11 million additional jobs, yes. And on top of that, per capita income needs to more than double. From around 50,000, Ryan, to 120,000.
That 6% target alone seems almost unprecedented. How do they think that was even possible?
It was seen as the necessary challenge. But it requires a massive amount of investment.
Okay, so they must have put a number on that, too.
They did. Gross fixed capital formation needs to reach 30% of GDP.
Let's stop there a second because that's a very technical term. For you listening, what does gross fixed capital formation, GFCF, actually mean?
It's essentially the money we invest in things that boost long-term productivity. So think infrastructure, new factories, machinery, schools.
The building blocks.
The building blocks of future growth, exactly. Without hitting that 30% target, the 11 million job goal just... it's not going to happen.
Which brings us to the plan's priorities. I think there were six, but what are the, say, the top three that really drive that transformation?
It really boils down to three things that are all linked. One, raise employment through faster, more inclusive economic growth.
Makes sense.
Two, improve the quality of education, skills, and innovation. And three, build the capability of the state so it can actually play that transformative role it's supposed to.
So digging into the specifics. The plan must suggest doing things differently. Can you give us a couple of really striking, concrete examples? Maybe one from education and one from, say, safety?
Sure. On education, one of the big ones is universal access to 2 years of early childhood development before a child even gets to grade one.
Right, getting them ready from the start.
And on safety, the plan makes a really interesting recommendation to demilitarize the police force.
Demilitarize? Why?
It notes that the remilitarization in recent years has actually contributed to more violence, not more respect for the police.
That's a fascinating insight.
And we should also remember, this isn't just a domestic plan. A lot of weight is put on global opportunities.
You mean like growth in the rest of Africa?
Yes, and shifts in global trade. The plan specifically mentions things like the tripartite free trade area.
Right, the PFTA. That's the huge free trade zone across Eastern and Southern Africa.
Exactly. The plan argues that success really depends on participating in these big regional shifts, not just fixing things at home.
It's such a massive undertaking. And the commission really seems to stress that its success ultimately depends on citizens themselves.
It does. It reinforces that idea that South Africa belongs to all its peoples and that everyone has a role to play.
And if that works, the social outcome is profound.
Yeah.
I love that line where it says the goal is for us to be able to say to each other, I cannot be without you.
Without you, this South African community is an incomplete community. It's a powerful vision of social cohesion.
So for you listening at home, what this all comes down to is this idea of shared responsibility, but it is complex, which leaves us with a final thought to mull over. With so much riding on regional integration like that free trade area, does the success of Vision 2030 depend more on getting our own house in order with rapid domestic changes, or on how well we participate in these massive, complex global shifts?